Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
In recent years, there has thankfully been a growing awareness within the film and television industry on the need for sustainability and for embracing more eco-friendly ways. One of the companies helping the industry to do that is Bluewater, a Swedish-born company that leverages its advanced water purification technologies as an alternative to the plague of single-use plastic water bottles. Its water purification station was used during a challenging production of Ridley Scott's latest film, Raised by Wolves, filmed in South Africa. So we will be talking about that, as well as Bluewater itself, with Janneke Brazica, who is the general manager for Bluewater Africa. Janneke, welcome to the show.
Hi, good day. Great to talk to you.
Right. Despite the geographical locations and the distance between us, we're able to connect. So that's fantastic. And I thank you very much for taking the time.
Yes, thank you for having us with you on the show. And I think definitely the last few months have showed that no matter where you are, you can stay connected with everyone.
Absolutely. And let's start off very simply. What is Bluewater? I mean, could you perhaps maybe tell me a little bit about its history and mission statement?
Yes. So Bluewater delivers innovative water purifiers and bottle solutions that are green, clean, and healthy, which is very important to us. We empower people, businesses, and organizations around the planet to help change the world by reducing their environmental impact when hydrating at home or at work or when you're on the go. So that's just a little bit about Bluewater itself, but its history is quite fantastic. So I can go back just a little bit about the history. Is that Bluewater was found in 2013 by a Swedish environmental entrepreneur called Bengt Retiri, because he believed that everybody has the right to pure drinking water. And I think that's a very important thing that as we go through this discussion today, you'll pick that up from us, is that we believe that people have the right to clean, free drinking water. From the start, ending the need for single-use plastic bottles was embedded in the Bluewater business mission. We made our first entry into public water dispensing in August in 2017 during the American's Cup race in Bermuda. Our solutions were so popular to the public that we then decided to expand our offering into other areas, supporting events like the Volvo Ocean Race, Formula E motor racing, and the 2019 British golf event, which was quite fantastic. There was 19 water stations across the course, giving water to about 200,000 visitors over the 4 days. That's also during the open where Bluewater launched its stainless steel bottle, which is absolutely fantastic because it lasts like the whole day. Your water is cold, or for up to 12 hours, you can have like hot water in it. So that's a little bit about the history of where Bluewater came from and where we've started with the mobile units.
And so it is kind of growing. It's a relatively new company, but it is growing.
Yes, no, it's growing quite rapidly. We have quite a few businesses around the globe, but specifically the mobile water stations are stations that, you know, they come up in a variety of sizes and they're fixed with mobile geysers according to the number of people who needs to be hydrated and the location in which they are used. So the hydration stations are definitely something that's growing quite a lot. They are generate and serve water that can be either still, sparkling, or chilled. The water is actually cleaned by the Bluewater unique second-generated reverse osmosis technology that ensures that basically any water that's contaminated known to humankind is removed, including viruses, chemicals, and of course the big one that everyone talks about nowadays is microplastics, which today not only is in our oceans, but it's in the food we eat, it's the air that we breathe, and the water we drink. So our Bluewater Pro, which is basically used in households or anywhere else as well, is also within our mobile units. We're really proud of the mobile units that we use on film sets. They're designed to do quite a lot of liters of water per day. And I can go into that a bit more if you would like me to discuss just how the water stations work and how we work with them on different locations. But that's just, yeah, we're growing quite fast at the moment.
Yes, we will talk about that a little later on. Another term that I came across while I was on your website and sort of looking up things about blue water is single-use plastic bottles. Now, for example, if you take this for an example, why are they harmful to the environment?
Well, I think it's just because they don't break down. So if it goes into wherever it goes, if it doesn't get recycled properly, then it takes a few hundred years for something to disintegrate. So it's basically just lying there and polluting our world.
So it seems to me that blue water and its innovative products are prompting people to actually change the ways in which we think about water. So it's an ideological change, too, that it's prompting.
Yes, it's definitely a mindset that we're trying to change. And it will take a few years for people to change their mindsets, but there's a big step towards it. And we have the products that are able to assist people to achieve this, because a lot of times there's no other option and people need to have water. So what we've been doing is trying to put products in the market that gives people the opportunity to change their mindset and to try something else, but something that works as well. Because I think there's a lot of times where there's something that's not practical and doesn't work, because a lot of people are passionate about reducing single-use plastic, but the products don't necessarily deliver the service that it needs to. So we spend quite a lot of time on putting together products that work really well within different industries to try and assist people to make this change.
So clearly in recent years, I've noticed that there has been a growing awareness of environmental issues from film and TV companies in several ways. And you mentioned it earlier. Now, is it true that blue water has started to collaborate with film and television productions? In what ways are you collaborating with them? And have you noticed that there has been a growing awareness within these productions?
Yeah, so firstly, South Africa is known very in the world as a very fantastic place to do film shoots due to the locations and the crew you get here and the value. So we have a lot of big international production companies that come and work here in South Africa. And over the last, I would say, 3 years, a big shift has come from the production companies to be more sustainable due to the impact that they have on the environment that they producing these different shows in. So what we found is that sustainability firstly became a very important part of your project. But when we started with our mobile units, we started in the events industry where we tested them, we used them on different locations, whether it's in mountains or along beaches or so. And it's then that I realized that the film industry in South Africa, as I mentioned, is such a large industry and it has such a big impact on the environment that I started investigating what do these people actually do to give people water on these sets. And I was shocked to find out that they're actually just giving them water, plastic water bottles, because there is no other solution for them. So that was the start of the whole adventure for me, almost, was figuring out that there was all these film sets working with 400, 500 crew on set for like a few months. And every single day, each person uses about 9 to 10 of those little water bottles. And what happens to that? It all gets put in a bag and it gets, you know, taken away. But it's so much plastic. And also what happened is film sets, wherever you look, there was bottles lying. People just take a sip of water. Then it becomes hot. You don't want to drink it anymore. So there was just so much wastage that happened that it was quite shocking for me to actually realize that there's a very big gap within the film industry to look at how we can change it. And it's then that I started chatting to Film Africa, which is one of the largest production companies in South Africa, who was at that stage looking at a certain production. And we then started talking about how can we make a difference and how can we change things. And that's basically where everything started, just from that conversation. And I would say the investigation, if I can put it that way, that I found.
Now, one of these, which we will be talking about now, is Ridley Scott's new film, Raised by Wolves. So, Janneke, can you tell me a little bit about this specific production? I mean, what Blue Water products were used and the positive impact it had, particularly in terms of avoiding single-use plastic water bottles?
Yes, yeah, so I think that was the Raised by Wolves was the first production that we actually went on as Blue Water from a mobile unit perspective. When we started the discussions, it's interesting because the mobile units, like I say, we tested them quite a lot on different sites. So the first thing they said to me when I took the mobile unit to the production is, can this go on a mountain? And I was like, yes, it can. They're like, but where is it going to get water? And we have a plan for that as well. So we were very prepared for any circumstance. And the Raised by Wolves was an extremely challenging set to go work on, which I'll explain a bit more about it. But we were ready to go and work on that film set and do it. And it was a fantastic job for us to start off with. We basically, let me first just tell you about the mobile water units, and because then it will make a bit more sense. And when I talk about the Raised by Wolves environment, is that the mobile unit is basically the same as a toilet trailer. We based it a lot on that, the design, just because we knew that the actual outside of it is secure and it goes around the world everywhere to different locations. So it's, if you can say, rugged and it will last. And then we built the filtration system within these units. We put big chillers inside them. And the big thing that we did is that the trailer has a 700-liter tank at the bottom, which means that whenever you place it somewhere, you don't need to connect it to any water because there's about 700 liters inside there that gets purified every time you dispense from the trailer. It goes through a chiller and it goes through various filters so that we ensure that the water that comes out is 100% pure, safe drinking water. But then you have the situation where what if the 700 liter finish and you're not connected to any, you know, water supply because, you know, as you know, on film sets, everybody moves around every 5 minutes. And I'm telling you that Ridley Scott every 5 minutes wanted to change locations because the sun's better that side or that side. So it's, you have to pack up really quickly. So because we have the 700 liters, it's very easy for us to do that. We connect it to the bucky and our bucky will just move it to the next site where he would like to shoot. So what we then do is we place a 1,000 liter tank on top of our vehicles. And then when we see that the tanks are running empty, we then fill them quickly again. It takes about 3 minutes for us to pump water back into the trailer, and then it's ready to go again and it can be moved around. Now, the water that we actually use is water that we purify with the Blue Water Pro in our warehouse in Cape Town. So the important thing is that we don't make use of municipal water. So we actually impact the environment from a sustainability side on two different levels. The one side is we don't impact the municipal water supply because, as you know, Cape Town had a really big drought a few years back. And then also, obviously, from the plastic side to reduce the single-use plastic bottles. So that's a little bit about the trailer. What we've recently done is also installed sensors. So with the COVID-19, we didn't want anybody to press any buttons. So we've put sensors in so it automatically pulls the water when you put your bottles or your cups inside it. So that's been working really, really well. But with the Raised by Wolf production, we were in the mountain at Laurensford. It takes you about an hour and a half to drive from the city of Cape Town to get there. And we had three of the mobile units on there. One is always positioned in base camp. So that will be then for all the crew and actors and everyone goes to fill there. One was on construction, which was in the mountain. And then one would permanently be, be on set, moving around as the production goes.
So, I mean, what's interesting to me from what you've said, and I thank you very much for your expansive account, very, very interesting, is that, the hydration station worked, despite the difficulty of filming at such a difficult location, but also it was able to adjust to the demands of the director, of Ridley Scott.
Yes, definitely. I think that I think the film industry is one of the toughest industries ever. The people work extremely hard. I mean, you'll know it's about 12 to 15 hours a day, 5 to 6 times a week. And I think what we've managed to do is the unit managers have a really tough job. And on the Ridley job, I must tell you that those unit managers worked extremely hard because everything has to move every 5 to 10 minutes. And what we've been able to do is that with our product, we also provide a service. So we have a dedicated technician with a vehicle that actually forms part of the unit team. And that person actually moves everything around. So where normally your unit team would need to get water bottles delivered, move water bottles to different cool boxes, put ice in it, move that around, pick it up again. We've actually taken over all of that by just moving our unit around on set. Also, what we've done is nobody has to pick up any water bottles lying around anymore. I think the most beautiful comment that they made, the film production people from overseas said, just look around you on this mountain. There's not a single piece of plastic lying around. And for me, that was one of the best comments I've ever received, just to say, look at this environment, look at the impact we're making by just making a small change. And yes, I would say the biggest challenge we always face is people's mindset, because it is two steps further to go pour your own water than to just open a cooler box next to you, take one sip, and then, throw the bottle. But people, as soon as they've done those two steps, they don't want to go back. They understand the whole thing, and they understand what they're doing and the impact they're making. And one thing that's really amazing about our mobile units is that we actually have the technology inside them to track how much water gets used and dispensed. So from my computer, I can see that unit is running low on water. So I can send the technician to go and refill it. But what I also can do is I can see every single time somebody uses a dispenser. So I can actually tell the set at the end of every day, today you've used, 2,000 liters, and that equates to X amount of plastic bottles. So by the end of the job, they know that they reduced single-use plastic by this amount. And they also know, it would have cost us maybe this amount to have done the plastic bottles. So it's quite a nice tool for them, or service for the film sets to make use of.
Hey, so, with the times that we're living in, I feel like it's kind of a necessary question to ask you. You mentioned it briefly earlier, but I'm just curious to know, has your work in general been impacted by the coronavirus?
Yes, definitely. In the beginning, it was very tough in South Africa, and also to the global people that we've spoken to, is with lockdown. We, without actors being able to come in, the film industry was closed down for 4 to 5 months with nobody having any work. And most, as you know, most of the people are contract workers. So it was really a tough time. But I think what we were able to do is we were able to look at our products and say, how can we make it COVID-19 proof, so that when the production start rolling again, as we go down on the lockdown levels, we're ready. So we use that time to, as I mentioned, put in sensors. We've got smaller units as well that we use to put in sensors in them to test them. So by the time the set's open, we're ready to go, because it will, there's so many productions that want to start shooting, but they were just waiting for international travel to open.
You know, it sounds like what you guys are doing is absolutely remarkable. We did focus on the film and TV production side of things, but of course, your work extends beyond that. But in terms of, future collaborations with film and television, are there plans to, expand on this activity? Anything that you'd like to share with us, even in terms of your ambition in this terms?
Yes, no, definitely. So I think that we will continue working in the film industry for however long we can, and continue to grow our product range. So we're lucky in South Africa that we're on level one at the moment, which means that there are actually actors and crew from international being able to come in, and they are busy. A lot of them are busy being quarantined at the moment. So we've actually started working on about 5-6 jobs already. And it's really large productions, as well as Netflix does quite a lot of productions in South Africa. So we're very fortunate. And I would say by January, we will be fully booked on all our units. So the next step is definitely to grow the units. And we're getting also, there's a lot of interest in from other countries as well, from production companies. So we are talking to them as well to see how we can assist bringing the units there as well. I think the important thing is that we're a purpose-driven company, and our aim is to reduce single-use plastic. But our aim is also to provide pure, fresh drinking water. And you have to always make sure that the product you put out and the service is of the best quality. So we now in a position in South Africa where there is no other company that can do what we do. So we are now in a position where we can look forward into other countries to see where we can assist them as well in terms of the mobile water units that we have in South Africa.
That sounds wonderful. And thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us about it.
No, thank you so much for having us, and thank you for being interested in the sustainability side of things. I think that there's a lot of fantastic things that are happening out there. I know in South Africa, every single production nowadays have a green side to them. They've got a sustainability team that's responsible for putting stuff together. And it's amazing that Blue Water started this with Film Africa, with the Ridley Scott production. That's basically the first production that did the whole green side of sustainability and bringing it into productions. And since then, we've just grown in all different types of sustainability aspects. And it's fantastic. So, I mean, I'm very excited about it. I'm very thankful that we have the opportunity to make a difference. I think I always say to people, it's small steps, but every little step counts. Every little one. At the end, it will all get together. But if everybody just take a small step, it makes a difference.
And we'll end it at that. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Have a lovely day.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.